You guys get the Edmonton Oilers in here tomorrow. They are obviously a team that is playing really well these days. What have you maybe seen in how they've changed? Is it just a matter of changing a coach can have that kind of dramatic turnaround?
To be honest, I haven't watched one of their games since they made the change. I know they're playing a real heavy game right now. I think that's kind of, you know, they're competing real hard, and yeah, they've had real strong goaltending lately, and you know, they've kind of found that scoring touch. So we know that they got the best player in the league, and coming in, he's going to be an important focal point for us to try and shut him down. But you know, they have a lot more to offer right now. I think, you know, they have all four lines are playing a lot better than they were earlier in the year, and you know, anytime your goalie's playing well, you have a chance to win. So we know it's going to be a good test for us tomorrow night.
Have good, strong Canadian teams, a lot of them going well at the same time. Does that make the league a little more exciting as a Canadian kid?
You know, it's obviously good for the game and good, you know, for the fans of Canada to have some competitive teams. I think, you know, when we look at it, we like just to see the competitiveness across the league, and, you know, you see the games, and any team can beat any team on any given night, and I think that's what's good for hockey.
You guys have seen Edmonton once already this year, and is that a game, looking back, where maybe you feel you let a point slip away there and how that game played out?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. I think, you know, we thought we were controlling the game, and then we might have sat back a little bit, and you know, you give their good players some space and their skilled guys some space, they're going to create, and that's what they were able to do. So you know, obviously we're going to look to have a start like we did last night. I thought, well, it was a much better first period for us than the one against the Flyers, and you know, it's important you put yourself in a good position to succeed when you get off to starts like that.
How rewarding was that, where that was kind of the focal point going into the game after the Philadelphia game, the way that one went, that you guys were able to get it done?
Yeah, well, it's important to be a good team. You have to, you know, make sure that anytime you have shortcomings, you got to rectify them and, you know, find solutions. And, you know, we talked about what we needed to do and kind of the game plan, and you know, being a lot more direct. I think in the Philly game, you know, we were turning pucks over and they were a little quicker. We were turning off checks and, you know, they were getting a lot of clean breakouts. And, you know, last night, I don't think we allowed that in the first. You know, there was a lot of pucks that were rimmed that we were able to create turnovers and, you know, second and third opportunities.
Adam, when you're mid-December, 30-ish games into the season, I mean, do you personally look at out-of-town scoreboards, standings, things like that, or is it way too early to concern yourself with any of that?
No, I check the scores. I check to see how my dad's team's doing and hope they get a win. And, you know, it's crazy. You feel like you're playing so well, and, you know, you're only 6-7 points up on a playoff spot. You know, that's the difference between first and second and ninth. So, you know, there's a lot of parity in this league, but you know, at the same time, it's important that you just keep finding ways to win games and piling up points. You know, the points now will make a lot of difference kind of later on, you know, when there starts to be some separation. You know, some teams will go on slides, or you know, if your team hits a bit of a rut, it's important that you kind of build that cushion early.